are again, Harry and Thelma Dunn, Gerald and Phyllis Loader, next door friends and neighbors.
This way, sir. There, sir, your new car. In here? Sir, we told you the safe way to buy your new car was through Stanek, the Standard Bank National Industrial Credit Corporation, didn't we? Buy your next car through the safe Stanek Hire Purchase Plan. All the benefits of a cash purchase. Ask any Standard Bank office for full details.
Come on up to where the flavor is. Paul Revere country, where life is lusty and the taste is for toasted. Paul Revere toasted. Paul Revere toasted cigarettes are rich in flavor, big on taste. Paul Revere toasted, the pride of tobacco.
Just look at her.
Oh. Mop your chin, Harry. You're drooling.
Oh, surprise. Oh, don't she make your head spin?
Well...
Oh, come on, Jerry. Of course she did. She's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Oh, look at that shape.
Now, steady on, Harry.
Oh, you've got no eye for beauty. That's your trouble, Gerald. What a dream. There's nothing else in Blossom having you to touch her. Do you know, every time I put my hand on her, I'll get goose pimples.
Oh, I can't understand you getting worked up like this, Harry. It's only a motor car. Second hand, too.
Only a motor car? That's a dream on wheels, that is. Yeah, there's lots of men who keep that car instead of their wives if they had to make a choice.
No. Now, about you, Harry?
Hey?
I said, how about you? What would you keep, me or that car?
What a question.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Yeah, but you surely don't expect an answer to an historical question like that, do you?
Eh? Rhetorical.
What?
It's rhetorical. Oh. A question with only one answer. Oh. Mine has two. Which one is it?
Now you've got me all confused. I've forgotten what the question was.
I said...
Here! Look at that kid messing about with my car. Hey, you! Get your grubby little hands off her! Go on, stop her! Get out of here!
Oh, it's pathetic. A grown man growing on like that.
A grown man, Harry? He's been married 18 years and he still goes to bed wearing his school cap.
Phyllis.
Your supper's going hot, Gerald.
Oh, I'll come right away then.
Going hot? What are you having?
Jellied eels.
Ooh, lovely. Jellied eels. That's my favourite.
Oh, yes, Gerald. And that's just dessert. Wait till you see what I've whipped up for you.
It can only be black pudding in cold porridge.
Oh. Thelma, now you've spoiled it.
Oh, blimey.
Would you and Harry...
No, thanks, Phyllis. Not that we wouldn't love to, of course. But it'll be hours yet before I can get Harry away from his new car.
Oh, it's an obsession.
Is it? I've never heard of that make before.
No, Phyllis, I mean he's besotted by it. Look at him going... and then rubbing it with his sleeve.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's the exhaust he's cleaning.
Ah, but he's always been dilly about cars. For years after we got our first one, I used to wake up in the morning black and blue.
Oh, why, Thelma?
Well, because he used to change gears in his sleep. It wasn't until we went automatic that I got a bit of peace.
Look at him now, putting boot polish onto the tyres.
Yeah, it's this competition he's going in for.
Oh, what? The one where you have to write in the slogan, I like blacko boot polish because...
No. The best kept car competition at the Wimbledon Motor Show next month. He'll get free petrol for a year if he wins.
Oh, that's a good prize. It's a pity we don't have a car, Gerald.
Anytime you're tired of getting fresh air and good healthy exercise from riding a bicycle, just say so, Phyllis.
Oh, I'm tired of getting fresh air and good healthy exercise from riding a bicycle. Oh, and besides, it would be nice to have a car to take pride in, to clean and polish and look after properly.
That's the spirit, Phyllis. I was looking for a bit of help. Here, take this boot polish and nip underneath and give the springs a bit of a shine, will you?
It goes so smoothly.
Yes, well, of course, good handling makes all the difference. Not that I like the boats, but there's not many who's as much at home behind the wheel as I am.
Oh, what's that motorbike, Harry?
Eh?
That motorbike works it!
Blimey, Joe, don't do that. Bringing down a bloke's luggo like that and all for nothing. I saw him.
Saw him? You nearly had him. Yeah, that car's stopping.
Now, look.
It's stopping!
Will you stop panicking, woman? I know what I'm doing. How do you expect me to drive a car while you're sitting there shouting at me?
There's a car very close behind.
Now, look, don't you stop. I haven't brought you lot out for a drive just so you can have a go at my driving.
I was just pointing out that there's a car very close behind. If you have to stop suddenly, he'll fetch you one.
Yes, and I'll fetch you one in a minute. How close is he, anyway?
Yeah, don't take your eyes off the road, Harry.
Doing is taking a quick glance over my shoulder to see what's behind. Do you mind?
Doesn't the red light mean you've got to stop, Harry?
What red light? Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Fangio was alive and well and living in Wilbledon.
What's up? I missed him, didn't I?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't like to know what he did to his life expectancy.
Don't be daft, though. I was miles away from him. Wasn't I, Phyllis?
Oh, I don't know, Harry. I had my eyes closed.
So did I, and they're still closed.
Well, anyway, this is your last outing, so you better make the most of it. Tomorrow the car goes into the garage and stays there until after the competition. I'm not going to take any more chances with all the road hogs that are about.
Oh, blimey, up at him.
What are you going to do about the squeak, Harry?
Squeak? What squeak?
Oh, the one that goes eek when you go over a bump.
Now look, Phyllis, there's no eeks or squeaks in this car.
Oh, well, I can hear one. There! I heard it again. Didn't you hear it?
No.
Well, listen. There. Didn't you hear it that time?
No.
You just don't want to hear it. That's your trouble.
Well, whereabouts is it?
Somewhere in the front.
Here, stick your head under the dashboard and see if you can pick it up, Phil.
Now, look here, if it's only a little squeak that only Phyllis can hear, what are you bothering about it for?
Because how can I have a best-kept car with a squeak in it?
Oh, all right. Oh, darling. What am I supposed to do when I find it?
Put your finger on it.
Put my finger on a squeak? Now, there's no eek down there.
Oh, that's good.
No, but there's an urge, though.
There's an urge?
Yeah, it's sort of ranching sound.
Yes, I think I heard it, too.
Hey, you belt up. Oh, Phyllis hearing eeks and Thelma hearing urges, I'm surprised you haven't been collecting boings.
Oh, I have.
Hey?
Yes, but I thought the engine was supposed to do that.
A boing in my engine?
Oh,
what was that?
It was a crunch, you steaming great nit.
Had his car repaired yet, Thelma?
Yeah, he's had the bill too. £115.
Oh dear, that was an expensive boing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was you who started hearing that squeak.
Oh well, my hearing's very sharp, Thelma.
Too sharp. Perhaps you ought to pay half the bill.
What was that, Thelma?
I said, perhaps you are... Oh, never mind. Where's Gerald?
Oh, he's out. Buying a car.
Oh, I thought I hadn't seen him, but... Eh? He's what?
Buying a car. We thought it over and decided to do it last night.
But, what are you going to use for money?
Money? Oh, we are not short of a few bob, you know.
No, but you're short of a lot of pounds, and that's what you need to buy a car.
Ah, but Gerald has borrowed £500 on his life insurance. Besides, he knows someone who has a friend with a relative whose husband is in the car business.
Oh, blimey, you keep going on like that, and you'll finish up making a personal deal with Henry Ford.
Oh. We have had cars before, you know, Thelma. There was our sports coupe.
Oh, yeah. Your motorbike and sidecar.
Well, what about our convertible?
Oh, I remember that. The one the Rag and Bowman converted into scrap.
Wait till you see what Gerald comes home with. He says he's got his eye on the beauty.
Yes, I've seen her. New secretary. She's smashing.
Hmm. We are talking about the car Gerald's buying, Harry.
You're joking. Gerald wouldn't try that again. He's been sold so many pups, he could start a pet shop.
Well, he might be all right this time. He's got Henry Ford looking out for something for him.
Yeah, he'll have those dealers looking out for him, too. Now, how can a dimwit like Gerald buy a car without professional advice?
Did you call my husband a dimwit, Harry Duff?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I hope you don't go around talking like that outside the family.
Now, you've got to know cars before you can buy one. It's not everyone who's a mechanical genius like me.
Oh, blimey, I'll get Lord Nuffield.
Yeah, Phil, but I mean, it's true, isn't it? I mean, I can have a car to pieces in no time.
Yeah, the way you drive, that's not difficult.
Yes, you can laugh.
Thanks, I will. That's better.
Well, if you've quite finished, I don't think anyone would stop in Gerald from throwing his money away. Now, where's he gone to, Phil?
Oh, we didn't say. Just that he knew someone who had a friend with a relative whose husband is in the car business.
Yeah, typical. He'll end up with another pup. I can hear it yelping from here.
Oh, wait a minute. He did mention someone. Joe Peters, I think it was.
Joe Peters? That crook? Most of the cars in his yard had done 100,000 before Genevieve was off the drawing board.
Well, mileage isn't all that important these days. A lot of cars go round the clock.
Sure, but not five times. Now, come on, we better get down there and start a rescue operation.
How can we get down there? You said your car was staying in the garage.
Yeah, but this is an emergency. At a time like this, it isn't a car. It's a lifeboat.
What makes a Bloody Mary special? The iced tomato juice, the dash of Worcester sauce? The secret is in your choice of vodka. And if pure, clean Smirnoff is your brand, your Bloody Marys will always be special.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself.
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials, the long-living tires.
You just take a look at that. That's the biggest bargain that ever come into my possession. Worth every penny of... how much did you say you could go up to?
250.
Yes, what a bargain. What a bargain. Worth every penny of, say, £250.
It's very nice. I think Phyllis would like the colour.
Oh, I'm sure she would, yes. Autumn rust, it's called. And, Look at them tires now. Come on, look at them tires. Go on, feel them. Go on, stick your fingers on them. Just feel them tires. Oh, yeah. It must have been a weak spot somewhere. Some of these manufacturers get away with anything these days, you know.
Mm. Well, it's very nice. Very nice indeed, but I don't buy anything, you know. I wasn't born yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't see that. And can I tell you something in confidence, Mr. Loder?
Well?
I like dealing with someone who knows exactly what he wants and how much he wants to pay. I don't often get them like that, you know.
No, no, I'll bet you don't. You must meet a lot of simpletons in your business.
Yeah. Yes, all right, I do. And, you know, sometimes I got to admit, there's a temptation to take advantage of it. One I always resist, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. Yes. Will you take me for a ride?
Give love, eh?
Well, a test drive.
Oh, a test drive? Now, steady on, Mr. Loder, is that fair? I've taken you at face value, haven't I?
Well, yes.
I mean, I haven't asked you to show me your money before I'd show you my cars, ever.
No, but
what sort of a business deal is it when two men don't trust each other?
Now, you're
a fair man. You're an honest man. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, you've noticed it too, have you?
It shines out like a beacon. Now, look, if I was to take you for a test drive, you'd offer me twice the price, I promise you.
Eh, would I?
You would, because you wouldn't like to see a man do himself down. Now, I want to tell you something, Mr. Loder.
Yes?
I made a mistake, see? This car's $450, not $250, but I made the mistake, and I'll stand by it.
No, I can't let you do that.
No, Joe Peters never goes back on his word. $250, I said, and $250 it's got to be. I'd never sleep at nights if I changed my mind.
I wouldn't.
If I charged you more, I'd never get no peace.
Oh, my conscience wouldn't let me take advantage of a slip of your tongue.
Oh, wouldn't it? Right, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's split the difference and call it $350.
Done.
Ah, yes, right. And 10% extra for cash. That's $385.
Oh, that's very generous. Here we are. 10, 20. Oh, hello, Phyllis. Oh, and Harry and Thelma. What are you doing here?
Trying to stop you buying another load of rubbish, Jerry, mate.
Yes, and we're only just in time, Harry. He's got his money out.
Would you lot mind? Mr. Loder and I are busy concluding the deal.
Oh, yeah? Like how much for which?
Well, it's this one, Harry. An absolute bargain. Only $350. $385 for cash.
Yes. Well, I must admit, it doesn't seem a bad price. Bodywork's gone a bit, but still... Let's have a look under the bonnet.
Now, hang on. Who said you could mess about with that car?
Line O'Reilly.
What's it like, Harry? A powerhouse, eh?
Gerald, you know how the centrifugal transmission joins the throttle and the intake manifold through the ignition distributor?
Well, of course.
Yeah. And the transmission meets the differential just behind the universal couplings on the aft shaft.
Naturally, yes.
Not in this car, it doesn't. There's none of those parts there.
Eh?
There's no engine.
Well, who said there was? The engine's an extra, isn't it?
An extra? Eh? But you didn't tell me that.
You didn't ask me, did you? You stick an engine in that car, you'll have a 700 quid slip.
Oh, Gerald, look. There's a nice one.
Eh? Where?
Over there in the corner. The big black one with the huge windows. I think we'd look our best in that.
Yeah, I bet you would. That's an old hearse.
I'll tell you something. That'd turn into a nice caravan, that car, would you? Yes. Cheap, too.
No, thanks. Look, my friend here wants a compact.
Oh, does he? I'll throw in a bottle of aftershave lotion, too, if you meant to do.
Now, tell you what, show us something high in performance, medium in size, and low in price.
Where have I heard something like that before?
In your adverts, mate.
Oh, yeah. Smashing sales pitch, that, isn't it? Sold myself a car last week. Right, now, here's the one for you.
Oh, Gerald, I like that. Oh.
So do I. It's bigger than ours. Why don't you get us one like that, Harry?
Oh, don't be daft, Phil. Car like that costs a bomb.
How much is it?
To you, Mr. Loder, for a quick cash sale, as she stands, guaranteed in running order.
Yes, yes, how much?
No questions asked, no comeback.
No extras?
No extras. To you, cash on the nail, Driver away.
How much?
$350.
I'll take it.
Now, Jed, you can't both have it, can you? Let's try it again. First to speak gets it, right? You ready?
Right.
$400.
I'll take it.
You make a fine duet, you know that? How about $450?
I'll take it.
$500.
I'll take it. Well done, Phyllis. You can take your hand away from his mouth now.
Look at him. That isn't showing off. I'd like to know what he is.
Well, he's only proving how shiny his car is.
Yeah, standing out there in full view of everyone in the street, having a shave, I ask you.
Well, it was your own fault for letting him get away with it. You should have offered more.
No. There's got to be a catch to it. Joe Peters wouldn't let a car go like that for 500, unless there was something wrong with it.
Well, Joe's had it for a week, and there's nothing wrong with it so far.
No, Joe's like a bomb, and there isn't any mark on her. Except for them two little screw holes up on the roof.
Yeah. I wonder what there was there.
Well, who cares? He can get them filled in easy enough. Then he'll walk away with the best-kept car competition.
Yeah, but if he does, we'll never hear the end of it. Here, look. Why don't you offer him your car and a couple of hundred for his?
What? Let Gerald get away with something like that? Oh, I can hear him now going, hoo, hoo, every time he sees me.
Yeah, well, you'll have to put up with it then.
Maybe. Of course it'd be different if he came to me with a proposition, now, wouldn't it?
Harry Duff, what's in your mind now?
Nothing, just a thought.
Yeah, I know your thoughts. Somebody always gets thwarted out of something. Usually you.
No, not this time, Phil. Free petrol for a year. Not a bad prize, is it?
Oh, no, Gerald, you've used it all.
I'll have to get some more, then. I can't leave the knob on top of the gear lever unprotected. The judges might have a thing about shiny gear lever knobs.
There was quite a crowd round looking at the car while you were at the factory today, Gerald.
They weren't leaning on it, were they?
Oh, no. Nobody could get inside the barbed wire you put up.
Well, that's good. I say, did you see Harry peeping out through the curtains while I was polishing the car just now?
No, dear.
Oh, I did. Mind you, it wasn't easy to spot him through those green curtains. He goes the same colour when he looks at my car.
Ooh, here's a letter that came for you, Gerald.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. I expect it's an acceptance of my application to take part in the Concours d'Elegance at the motor show. Ah, dear Mr. Loader, I wonder if you are aware... Phyllis, listen to this. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you are aware that Mr. Joe Peters, from whom you recently purchased a car, is a notorious receiver of stolen goods.
Well, he hasn't received any from us, Gerald.
No, I know. It's what we've got from him. Now, listen. I don't know what you paid for your car, but if it was a bargain, 10 to 1, you're in dead trouble. Take my advice and get rid of it quick. Yours sincerely, a well-wisher.
Oh, Gerald, it sounds as though you might be unnecessary after the fact.
Branded. I'd be branded for life. That crook Peters. If he thinks he's going to get away with this, he's mistaken. I'll tell him he'll have to take the car back, or I'll expose him. Yes, I will.
Sonny Scrapyard.
Hey, hello, who's that?
Sonny Scrapyard.
Isn't that Wimbledon 4264?
That's right. Sonny Scrapyard.
Not Joe's genuine jalopies?
Oh, no. They've left.
Left?
That's right, left. Scarpered. Not a moonlight. Nobody knows where Joe Peters is now.
But what about all those cars he had there?
How do you think we started the scrapyard?
Oh, I see. Well, thank you. He's gone. Oh, dear. The police will be coming for me any time now. Oh, it's the police.
Hello, what's your all?
Oh, it's you, Harry.
That's right. Just dropped in to compliment you, Jerry, mate. Ah, you've got that car looking real good. You'll be a proud man when you see all those thousands of people admiring it at the motor show.
No, they can't. I mean, they mustn't.
Oh, what do you mean?
Aren't you putting it in?
No, Harry, my conscience won't let me. No, it's you who should be seated at the wheel of that magnificent automobile, Harry. But, loving cars but, the way you do. I'd never rest again if I knew I'd done you out of that prize. Harry, it's a hard decision to make. And I know Phyllis will think I'm a sentimental old fool. But I want you to have that car.
Oh, Gerald, you're a sentimental old fool.
You mean you're... Mick, that car, that beautiful creature. Gerald, I'm touched. You moved me.
If I can just give a little happiness along the way. It's all I ask for in life.
If I could only give a little happiness along the way, he says. Oh, blimey, Phil. You should have seen how fast he signed that car over.
Yeah. What did you give him for it?
Nothing. We did a straight swap. He's got mine.
Mm. Are you sure it's all right, Harry? Oh,
of course I'm sure. I mean, why shouldn't it be?
Well, suppose it really had been. Well, no. Well, that's a silly thought, really.
What is? Now, come on, Phil, what is?
Well, suppose Joe Peters had stolen that car.
Oh, don't be daft, Phil. Something I made up. Just to fool Gerald. Joe Peters may be a crook, but he's not a criminal.
Well, why did he Scarper then, straight after he'd sold the car to Gerald?
Yeah, well, I suppose he... he could have... Yeah, why did he?
Yeah. And there's another thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. The spit in the paper. Listen, police are still on the lookout for the squad car stolen from the Wimbledon garage 2 weeks ago. Yeah, listen... The police sign from the top of the car was found among a heap of junk in a local scrapyard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there's just one more thing, Harry.
Oh, blimey. Now what?
Well, thinking about that police sign, what do you think those two screw holes are in the roof of our new car?
Oh, put it away. Lock the doors down. Hide me, Thelma. Hide me.
Here are two ways to become a moneyed man. Strike oil in your backyard, or pay yourself first. You could strike it lucky one day, but the sure way is to pay yourself first and invest in an old mutual plan for profit and protection. Find out how easily an old mutual pay yourself first plan can put money in your future.
Listen, I've got a noisy tappet in my new Mazda rotary.
Mazda rotary doesn't have tappets, sir.
Well, it's camshaft, then, or rockers, valves, conrods.
Mazda rotary doesn't have any of those either, sir.
Mazda rotary. Only three basic moving parts. No wonder we can guarantee the engine for 2 years or 40,000 kilometers.
Here's your problem, sir. Stone in your hubcap.
That was Love Me, Love My Car with Valerie Miller Brown, Jim Williams, Gillian Lomberg, and David Horner as the Datsun Loaders in a script written and produced by Tom Meehan and directed by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.